One day I'll get another one. So I don't have magazine to read. So sorry about that. But that means that we gotta start with everyone's favorite segment.
World news.
That's right. And what an active world we have. So check it out. So yesterday we talked about the brutal murder of five kids by this woman who then went off to try and kill herself. Well, she's going to be charged with murder. Not a huge surprise. But prosecutors said they have said they will charge a 27-year-old woman with the murder of her five children that were found dead at their home in the western city of Solingen. Herbert Cohn Gebhardt, a prosecutor in nearby Wuppertal, told reporters that post-mortem examination of the children showed signs of sedation and suffocation, but it was still unclear how exactly they died. The woman sent a sixth child, her eldest, to stay with his grandmother on Thursday before attempting to take her own life by jumping in front of a train. She suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries, and investigators have not questioned her yet. So it's a big shocking. It was a super shocking story yesterday, so we're not going to go into the details. It was a little bit of gruesome, but flowers, candles, and soft toys are placed in front of the apartment building where the children were found. And so the nation's mourning the kids' loss. So it's pretty sad times. Sorry for spamming bracket A, bracket A, bracket A into com. Com is the chat. We do the show live, so you can interact. All you got to do is connect to SDF. Just SSH your name at sdf.org, tty.sdf.org. If you want to be a cool kid, you connect, type com. Type G, boom. Now you're in the go-to menu option. Just type anon radio and hit enter. Now you are in the cool room. You can hang out with Zeppy and X1 and SMJ probably. Oh yeah, SMJ's on. And Jazzmaz usually is around. You can press W and find out all the cool people. And of course, as always, if you get here at 1900 UTC, you get a whole hour, because 30 minutes, you got me. And then after that, the DGC, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, comes on. And that's just a ton of fun. It's a really good time. You get to talk about Girlfriend Vietnam and ancient Chinese secrets. And one day, we'll figure out how to heal Numbers Lady. But in the meantime, you do get cool guitar stuff. Hold on, here, check it out. Yep, it is Friday. So let's keep on going with the news. Our friends in the BBC. What? My Firefox just crashed. It'll take just a moment to relaunch. I wonder what happened. I clicked on BBC and it said, "No, Firefox is restarting." That isn't what I was looking at. Very interesting. Let's see if. Sorry, we got derailed. The overlords at Firefox got mad at me for some reason. All right, I'm reloading my bookmarks. Please hold. You know what? I believe something. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Boom. It looks like most of the sites are loading now. We are not going to ask any questions because I completely support our robot overlords and welcome their perpetual and prolonged blestering. All right. So here we'll skip that story. Sorry. There's some stuff going on in the Middle East. Firefox doesn't want me to talk about it. But we do have some stuff going on in the Sea of China. So a second man has been found alive in the East China Sea 2 days after his cargo ship capsized during a typhoon. The Gulf Livestock 1 was carrying 6,000 cows and 43 crew members when it went missing on Wednesday after getting caught up in Typhoon Maysak. It's Maysak. I'm not sure how to say it. It looks and reads to me like Maysak or Mysak. Japanese officials said a 30-year-old Philippine national became the ship's second known survivor when he was found drifting on a life raft on Friday, Another man was found in the water hours earlier, but pronounced dead. The vessel's chief officer, Eduardo Serino, was rescued on Wednesday evening. The crew of the freighter included 39 people from the Philippines, 2 from New Zealand, and 2 from Australia. Hopes of finding more survivors were fading on Friday as new powerful storm Typhoon Haishin barreled towards the sea. So, no word on the cows. I'm going to assume that all the cows were lost. Welcome, Ratsu. Thanks for joining. And, aw yeah, this is just an adventure time. We're just going to keep rolling. Now, we covered the story when it happened, and so here's the follow-up. The Swedish men, 3 Swedish men, are jailed for life over the double gang murder. We talked about them being on trial. Well, the Danish court has, here we go. A court in Denmark has jailed 3 Swedish men for life and 2 others for 20 years, each over double murder in Copenhagen, part of a running battle between rival Stockholm gangs. The 2 men, sentenced to 20 years, were both under 18 at the time of the killings, but their involvement in gang crime left them open to the highest possible sentence for minors under Danish law. The killers belonged to the Death Patrol gang from Rinkeby on the outskirts of Stockholm. Their 2 victims, killed in a hail of bullets on the 25th of June last year, belonged to the rival Shadas gang from the same district. So, this is, I guess, justice has served. Life sentences are always interesting. if I could read what was said in calm, I would. Oh, speaking of submarines, X1, you have psychic powers because Danish inventor admits to dismembering body of Swedish journalist. Now, this is a bit old. This is a, article is from 2017, but somehow it ended up on my, I think it's the anniversary of this, but I only mention it because you mentioned submarines, and this one was killed on his private submarine. After intentionally sinking his submarine on August 11th in Kogue Bay, he was picked up by a rescue vessel and told police he had dropped Wall off on land after their interview the previous evening. On the 5th of September, he changed his story to say a 70-kilogram hatch fell on her head and killed her. Then he threw her body overboard. However, Wall's head showed no sign of skull injury. So, pretty wild. adventures. All right. So, now this comes from Reuters. Serbia and Kosovo have agreed to normalize economic ties. So, this is big news. Serbia and Kosovo have agreed to normalize economic ties. Trump made the announcement on Friday, which is today, hailing what he called a major breakthrough that would help the 2 Balkan countries prosper after decades of war and failed negotiations. Both countries are part of the former Yugoslavia and agreed to freeze talks about normalizing political ties for a year to allow the economic agreement to take root. Trump said from his office that the leaders of both countries signed the agreement and said Serbia had also committed to moving its embassy to Jerusalem and Kosovo and Israel had agreed to normalize ties and establish diplomatic relations. Ta-da! So that's good news. Any world peace or normalization of relations, I think that's probably pretty good. And we only have a couple more world news stories, a lot more than normal, because, like I said, I didn't have my Guardian paper to do world news stories with. Ooh, I want some candies. Zeppi sent power candies. I wonder if they're like those soul pills that the little guy in Bleach took. Anyway, France 24 is letting us know at least 10 Malian soldiers were killed in an overnight ambush in the country's volatile central region near the Mauritian border, security and local forces said Friday. The deaths came as Mali's junta faces pressure from political and civil society leaders ahead of weekend talks to hammer out a transitional plan. The latest attack in the region near the Mauritian border was the third time Malian security forces suffered heavy losses since the military took power and a coup on August 18th. And we covered that when it happened. Daily news is cool, because if we keep talking about it, it's like, oh, we get a lot more context from the stories, and we don't have to read, 30 paragraphs giving us the backstory every time. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Oh, here we go. 2.5 more stories, and then we'll play a song. So, Neiman Lab is letting us know that the Pentagon has ordered the military newspaper Stars and Stripes to shut down by the end of the month. So, the Pentagon ordered the 159-year-old independent military newspaper to come up with a shutdown plan by September 15th and stop publishing by September 30th. The news and a bipartisan group of senators' plea to save the paper was reported on Wednesday. This morning, USA Today reported on the memo in which Colonel Paul R. Haverstick, Jr., director of the Defense Media Activity, issued the shutdown order. The plan for dissolution should include a specific timeline for vacating government-owned or leased space worldwide, and the last newspaper publication in all forms will be September 30th. So, if you were interested in it, it's going away. So if that was your news source, sorry, Charlie. All right. Well, what else is happening? Well, we got here something, one other story for you. And that, my friends, is kind of, it's on the cusp. It's not, you know.
I want to hear the music.
Okay. I'll just tell you the story, and then we can play. Okay, we'll play a song after we do this. All right. So this is off of Reason, and I'm going to try and enunciate because this guy got in trouble. So Greg Patton is a professor of clinical business communication at the University of Southern California. And during a recent virtual classroom session, he was discussing public speaking patterns and filler words that people use to space out their ideas, like you know, those kind of filler words that they're not actually words. They're just words, you know, they're just like vocalizations. So in China, the communication word is that. So in China, it might be, it's N-E-G-A. So it's like Niga, I think is how, I don't know how to pronounce it. But he explained it to his class and people got offended because it sounds an awful lot like the N-word. And so some students were offended and reported him to the administration. So now he's suspended, and they're investigating the matter. So it is very interesting because Chinese has this word, and there's a word in Korean that also sounds very close to the N-word, and so gets people into trouble. So the quote is, I'll say this 10,000 times, but if anyone thinks they're helping the cause of racial equality by engaging in an absurd, over-the-top speech policing of innocent people, then they're sadly mistaken, wrote the Dispatch's David French. So that is how that goes. It is pretty wild. Well, I don't want to say wild. It is something else. So what are we going to listen to? Well, you better believe it is Friday. Let's see, who wrote this song? I want to be sure it's not anything crazy. Don't like it. We're just going to go into our library. I was going to play a song called Friday that I had, but that is not looking like the right song. Oh, you know what? Let's see. Let's see if I have any Zappa. Freaking feeling like Zappa today. What do we got? How long is this song? It is 12 minutes long. we are not going to play that. Here. This is a better length. This is Wind Up Working in a Gas Station. This is by Frank Zappa, and it's off the album Zoot Allures. Let me see your thumb. Let me see your thumb. Let me see your thumb.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Yes. That is right. This is Anon Radio, and we've got just over 12 minutes, maybe 11 and a half minutes if you're being spicy, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe coming up pretty quick. So that means it's time to talk some domestic news. Now, while we were doing that, I didn't really look at a bunch of tech news, but
it's time for tech news.
There's one story, and this is from Reuters. The NASDAQ was on track for its worst two-day fall since March on Friday, which is today, as investors dumped heavyweight tech stocks, while concerns around a patchy economic recovery also hit the S&P 500 and the blue-chip Dow. So, fell 9.9% from Wednesday's all-time record high, and the S&P dipped briefly below its February peak. Mega cap companies like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook were all down between 1.9% and 3.6%. It's just position squaring, not surprising since you've seen a pretty sizable run up in the tech space in the last 3 or 4 weeks, said Jack Janciewicz, portfolio strategist at Natixis Investment Managers in Greater Boston Area. There's a lot of consonants, so what are you going to do? Anyway, so yeah, good luck, NASDAQ. Good luck, all you stockholders. Good luck. All right. Well, let's take a drink of our beer. Delicious. All right. So let's run through some headlines. There's a lot of death and destruction and police brutality, as you know. So here are the headlines that caught my eye. Counterpunch had roaming charges. Sometimes they choke. Basically, they are letting you know that the ultimate hidden truth of the world is that it is something that we make, and we could just as easily make it differently, said David Graeber. So, basically, the story isn't super much a story as it is a recap of various, like, abuses going on. So, I would just point you to Counterpunch. But they're all stories of people who... this was a bad pick. Sorry. I totally thought they were going to continue on past this first paragraph. That's what I get. Sorry, guys. Just check out Counterpunch if you want to see a bunch of really short stuff. Short stories. No good. Canceled. All right. Democracy Now! Has an episode that is 29 minutes long, if you've got the time. But if not, here's the synopsis. 23 people have died or killed themselves at Fort Hood this year, and 13 soldiers have disappeared. And in April, the remains of Vanessa Gillian were found near the base, and the main suspect in that case killed himself in July, shortly after he was accused of murder. Her case sparked national outrage about sexual assault in the military and led to the introduction of legislation to make it easier for military personnel to report. Then, sometimes I try and read calm, and the words are not in an order that makes sense to me. So, I mean, just sell the free stuff at half the price. Life is good. One beer is speed. back to the murder and death and sadness. In the military, rape culture, systemic racism, corruption, and impunity has been really part and parcel in the Department of Defense for decades, said Air Force veteran Pam Campos Palma, who leads the Vets for the People's Project, adding that Congress must provide proper oversight of the military. So, here we go. And that's too long. In These Times has a good piece talking about police and affordable housing in Charleston, South Carolina. And what they're talking about is they already have limited affordable housing, and the politics or the people in charge of it decided they should take two of these affordable housing units off the market to allow a police station to be built there instead. So they're just going to take over these two apartments and turn them into a police department instead, even though there's a police department like a mile away. So, yeah, if you want to get angry, check out InTheseTimes.com. So let's go over some stories that are less long-winded and upsetting to me that are making me drink. And drink, I'm drinking water and or soda. It is still a work day. Firefox, you're making me grumpy. Don't do this. You know what? We're going to the other end of the tabs, and we're going to see if we can't get all these stories to load. Sorry, guys. This is unusual. I just updated Firefox, but it's not. It's. I guess it's trying to save me memory by not loading my tabs? I don't know. Anyhow. We've only got 6 minutes to go. Yes, but what does it all mean? What does it mean? Viva Zeppi! All right, we're going to take a breath, and we're going to just read the headlines, and then, if I feel like it, we'll open it back up. So, ProPublica has a long piece about what can mayors do when the police stop doing their jobs. In cities across the country's leaders are facing a phenomenon, like in Baltimore and Chicago, where officers slow their work in wake of high-profile episodes of police violence. So, how do they fix that? And so, it's kind of this question mark, how can the city handle that, and what should they do? It is pretty long, like, I'd say probably like a 20-minute read, so I'm not going to read it. Okay. President Trump Trump has started denying that he called people who die in war losers. Jeff Goldberg has a stunning story today about President Trump's attitude towards the military. In a nutshell, he's contemptuous of anyone who served, anyone who was captured on the battlefield, or anyone who died. So, in a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." In a separate conversation on the same trip, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 Marines who lost their lives at Bellevue Woods as suckers for getting killed. According to sources with knowledge of the president's views, he seems to genuinely not understand why Americans treat former prisoners of war with respect, nor does he understand why pilots who are shot down in combat are honored by the military. So, no big surprise there. You can read all about it at Mother Jones or all sorts of other places. Yeah, maybe I should print them to PDF first. That might work. And why is it still saying I'm playing Zappa? I don't know. I guess it's because that's the last metadata I sent out. We've only got 4 minutes. Why is it? Why is it so hard for me to get my words out today? I don't know. I'm really burned out from work. I am a hair's breadth away from just looking for a burger flipping job or something. It's just making me crazy. All right. World Socialist website says U.S. jobless crisis worsens as nearly 900,000 file new unemployment claims. And Britney Spears, she's in the news because this is really interesting, but Britney Spears welcomes the Free Britney hashtag support and guardianship fight. Her lawyer suggests she appreciates fans' help in challenging her father's role as a conservator of affairs. And Congress is saying that Social Security is going to run out by 2031. So good luck there if you plan to not be, if you plan to be alive after 2031, sorry, and you're an American, good luck. You're going to be working at Burger King. Jessica Krug has pretended to be black for years. The Guardian's given us this story, similar to Rachel Dolezal. Actually, they call it out. In a case eerily reminiscent of Rachel Dolezal, Jessica Krug took a financial support from cultural institutions such as the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture for a book she wrote about fugitive resistance to the transatlantic slave trade. But according to a Medium post allegedly written by Krug herself, her career was rooted in a toxic soil of lies. And she has gone all over the country and been a very outspoken proponent of various social issues. But she is a white Jewish lady from Kansas, so sad news there. Hello, Rack. Welcome. NSA ruling reminds us that sacrificing civil liberties in the name of national security is a bipartisan impulse. A federal appeals court concluded that the agency's mass collection of phone records was illegal and probably unconstitutional. This is built off of what we talked about yesterday when Snowden made his remarks on this ruling. All right. Kenosha news, basically Biden went and tried to show support for those that were concerned, while also toting the company line. All right, what else? Truth Out also thinks Trump said people are losers. And Trump also wants to punish people that oppose him. Surprise, surprise. Trump administration once again ratcheted up its war against a majority of Americans who didn't vote for Trump and don't plan to vote for him in 2020. In an extraordinary move, Trump ordered the Justice Department and the Office of Management and Budget to work with federal agencies to identify anarchist jurisdictions with the intent of blocking them from receiving federal funds. A preliminary list of these jurisdictions was reported to include Seattle and Portland on the West Coast, Washington, D.C., and New York on the East Coast, but that list was apparently slated to grow considerably. So, surprise, surprise. And, yeah, if you don't like them, the Washington Post also covered that. And Rochester Police Union defends officers involved in Prude's arrest. This is the head of the New York Police Union on Friday defended the action of officers involved in March arrest of Daniel Prude, a black man whose death triggered protests, saying they followed protocols and using a hood to restrain him. No talk on whether or not they sitting on him until he died is part of protocol. But that's all the time we've got. It's Friday, which means I'll be back on Monday. Thanks a lot for listening. Tobe's coming up with the Dubious Goals Committee, and then you can catch him on Saturday and Sunday, too. So, bye. That is loud. There we go.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.